Hi, this is Dave Spiker, your co-host on A New Beginning. We want to thank you for being a Harvest partner. It's through your help that Pastor Greg is able to bring his studies each day on the broadcast. And we want to give you a sneak peek at what's coming up on Monday's program. During his study, Pastor Greg spoke of the sudden loss of his son, Christopher, several years ago. And at the very end of Monday's broadcast, Pastor Greg takes a call from a listener who also lost a son. And before we hear it, again, thank you for your support of A New Beginning. It's your generosity that allows us to encourage so many with moments like these.
Pastor, I heard you talking about losing your son, and I lost my son 8 years ago. And I often think about what it's going to be like when I'm reunited with him. And I noticed that you're kind of a painter, and you kind of paint pictures for people with your descriptions. And I just wanted to hear from your perspective what you think it's going to be like when you're reunited with your son. Because I think about it often. And I talk to a lot of people in my job. I'm a suicide case manager, and I talk to a lot of people about things like that to just get different perspectives. And I want to hear yours, Pastor.
That's such a great question, and it's clearly the question from a father that has lost a son, because you would think about that, and I have thought about that. I don't have a definitive answer, Don, but I think of it in a real sense. And by that I mean, you know, I think about seeing him. I think about things I might ask him. You know, when my son was very young, his nickname was Topher, short for Christopher. I'd carry him around on my shoulders, and he would always point at things, just a little guy, and he'd say, "Sat," which was his way of saying, "What's that?" And I'd say, "Oh, that's a tree. Sat. Oh, that's a bird. Sat. That's another tree. Sat. That's a car. Sat." He was just an inquisitive little guy. And I sort of have envisioned myself getting up to heaven and saying, "Whoa, sat. That's a sea of glass, Dad. Sat." You know, and he starts describing heaven for me. And of course, my next question would be, "When's lunch?" "Anytime, Dad." You know, so, you know, I guess you envision that you would sort of be catching up on old times. You would just, I can't say really, but it's going to be a glorious reunion. And I look forward to it very much. And it is the great hope that we have as Christians. And I believe you'll be reunited with them again.